What happens when a police officer and his canine partner are critically injured in the line of duty? In the world of Dog Man, the answer is nothing short of miraculous. After an explosion leaves Officer Knight's body damaged beyond repair, and his dog Greg with critical injuries to his body but an intact head, a desperate surgical team attempts the unthinkable, grafting Greg's head onto Knight's viable body. The result? An unprecedented hybrid hero who possesses the best qualities of both species. This remarkable character struggles with his dual nature, sometimes giving in to irresistible dog-like impulses, like chasing cats through crime scenes or abandoning pursuit of criminals to fetch thrown sticks. Yet these seemingly limiting qualities often become his greatest strengths, helping him solve cases that conventional officers can't crack. His enhanced sense of smell tracks elusive criminals, while his canine loyalty makes him an incorruptible force for justice in a world that desperately needs heroes. Have you ever felt like your quirks or differences were holding you back? Dogman's journey suggests quite the opposite. Throughout his adventures, what others perceive as limitations repeatedly become his superpowers. When a criminal hides evidence that human officers can't detect, Dogman's superior sense of smell leads him straight to the hidden contraband. During a hostage situation, his playful nature disarms a tense standoff when he innocently brings a ball to the armed criminal, creating just enough distraction for a safe resolution. Even his occasional lapses into dog-like behavior, which frustrate his police chief to no end, often provide unexpected solutions to seemingly impossible problems. This central theme resonates deeply. Our perceived weaknesses can become our greatest strengths when we stop fighting against our true nature and instead learn to channel our unique qualities toward positive ends. Dogman doesn't succeed despite being different, he succeeds because of it. Every hero needs a worthy adversary, and Dogman finds his in Petey the Cat, a feline criminal mastermind whose elaborate schemes drive the narrative tension. Petey isn't one-dimensional. His backstory reveals an ordinary cat who turned to crime after being abandoned, giving his villainy an emotional foundation. His criminal genius manifests in creative plots, from armies of living origami creatures to mind control devices and frame-up robots. What makes Petey compelling is his evolution throughout the story. While he begins as a straightforward antagonist, moments of vulnerability peek through his villainous facade, revealing the lonely, wounded animal beneath. Dogman never fights alone. His allies provide both tactical support and emotional grounding. Police Chief evolves from skeptical tolerance to genuine respect, creating touching moments when he defends Dogman against doubters. The 80-year-old receptionist Sarah Hatoff becomes an unlikely friend whose wisdom complements Dogman's instinctual approach. Most significant is Dogman's friendship with Lil Petey, the clone of his arch-nemesis, showcasing his capacity for unconditional acceptance. The dynamic between Dogman and Petey transcends typical hero-villain relationships, combining natural cat-dog tension with occasional grudging respect when circumstances force collaboration against common threats. The visual language of Dogman is deceptively sophisticated beneath its deliberately childlike appearance. Bold lines, exaggerated expressions, and simplified backgrounds focus attention on character actions and emotions, making the story accessible while allowing for surprisingly nuanced storytelling. A character's posture might contradict their dialogue, revealing inner conflict, or background details might foreshadow coming developments for attentive readers. The panel layouts masterfully control pacing and emotional impact. Action sequences feature dynamic arrangements, creating a sense of movement, while emotional moments employ larger panels that give weight to significant character developments. Color shifts signal mood changes or transitions between reality and fantasy. The visual humor works on multiple levels. Younger readers might laugh at Dogman chasing his tail during an important meeting, while more sophisticated readers appreciate visual puns and literary references subtly incorporated into the illustrations. Perhaps most importantly, the hand-drawn quality validates young readers' own creative efforts, suggesting that stories worth telling don't require technical perfection, but rather heart, imagination, and authentic expression. What makes Dog Man truly special is its perfect balance of humor and heart. The comedy operates on multiple levels: physical gags, wordplay, visual jokes, ensuring the book appeals to readers of all ages. When Dog Man barks up the wrong tree by investigating the incorrect suspect or characters pauses to consider their options, the puns delight language-conscious readers. Background details often contain jokes discovered only on second or third readings. Newspaper headlines commenting ironically on the main plot, or store signs punning on the situation. Yet beneath this comedy runs genuine emotion that gives the story substance. Dog Man's struggles with his dual nature mirror the challenges of growing up and learning self-control. When he feels rejected or misunderstood, his pain is portrayed with surprising sensitivity. The relationships between characters contain authentic emotional complexity. Friendships form, trust is tested, and characters learn to see beyond first impressions. This combination creates a safe space for young readers to explore difficult emotions, with comedy providing enough distance to make challenging themes approachable, while the emotional authenticity ensures the stories remain meaningful rather than merely silly. Dog Man playfully subverts storytelling conventions to both entertain and educate young readers. The metafictional premise presents these comics as creations of elementary school characters George and Harold, establishing immediate complicity with young readers by positioning the story as created by kids rather than for kids. Characters often break the fourth wall, acknowledging their comic book existence or commenting on storytelling conventions. The book treats itself as a physical object. Characters interact with page gutters or panel borders as actual barriers, while page turns become dramatic reveals or punchlines. The flip-a-rama sections, creating simple animation through page flipping, highlight the mechanics of comic movement. This self-awareness cultivates critical media literacy by revealing how stories are constructed and validates creative expression by demonstrating that stories need not follow rigid rules. Most importantly, it inspires a sense of possibility that encourages many readers to create their own comics. Dog Man has transformed reluctant readers into book lovers and inspired young creators. Teachers report success using these books with children previously uninterested in reading. The accessible text, engaging visuals, and genuine humor create an entry point that has led many to discover reading joy. The series has sparked conversations about what counts as reading, shifting perceptions of graphic novels as valuable literary experiences, developing multiple literacies. Importantly, Dog Man creates shared reading experiences across generations, parents and children laughing together and connecting through storytelling. The enduring appeal lies in how it addresses children's psychological needs while remaining entertaining. The protagonist's split nature serves as a metaphor for children's internal struggles between impulse and restraint. When Dog Man succeeds despite his limitations, often because of qualities others consider weaknesses, it reassures children navigating their own insecurities. In a world demanding conformity, Dog Man celebrates the power of embracing differences and finding strength in uniqueness.